It is 4:15, rather. Time for Sarah's Wakey Corner today, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu every morning from 7 till 8, you can get two eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee for just $10. Can't beat that. Visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So have you ever wondered?
Always.
Which came first? The color orange or the fruit orange?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Have
all,
you?
All day.
I have,
all day because you started
well,
this morning
no, I know,
with this.
But that is a legit question that I thought. I thought that at one point, like recently. I thought, was the color before the fruit, or did the fruit come before the color?
Can I ask what you were doing when you thought this?
Probably shopping.
Oh, just
shopping.
Walking through
probably
the grocery, the produce
yeah, probably
section.
Probably Wegmans. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, so we're going to answer that question for
today. Oh, good.
Today.
Well, it's wonderful.
So the word orange is derived from a South Indian language, and it passed through numerous other languages, including Sanskrit and Old French, before reaching the English language.
Wow.
The earliest uses of the word in English refer to the fruit. And the color was later named after the fruit.
So the fruit
came first. And then we decided to call that color orange.
Oh, all right.
Before the late 15th century, the color orange obviously did exist.
Oh, yeah, right.
But just didn't have a name. They simply called it yellow-red.
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 Okay.
Yeah, and then they saw the fruit and they were like, you know what? Just we're going to go with orange.
And call
we're
it after the fruit.
Call it just orange.
All right.
So Portuguese merchants brought the first orange trees to Europe from Asia in the late 15th and early 16th century. The earliest known recorded use of orange as a color in English was in 1512 in a description of clothing purchased for Margaret Tudor.
Oh,
yes, the
Margaret,
Tudor
yeah.
family.
Over at she was shopping over at Target. That's a T. Yeah.
And she found something orange.
TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
It's orange. Look at this.
Right. So the word orange doesn't have a rhyme. No, nothing rhymes with the word
porridge.
Orange. There are several half rhymes.
Half rhymes.
Such as hinge, lozenge, syringe, and porridge.
Porridge is in there?
As well as some proper nouns and compound words or phrases that do rhyme with it.
Yeah.
But this isn't unique to the word orange.
No.
One study of over 5,000 one-syllable English words found 80 words that had no rhyme.
Wow. Even one-syllable words?
Yeah.
Or no, really?
One-syllable words. Yeah, there's 80, apparently.
Oh.
Well, maybe more than that, but at least 80.
80 that we've discovered.
That's right. So in Europe and America, surveys show that orange is the color most associated with amusement, the unconventional, extroversion, warmth, fire, energy, activity, danger, taste and aroma, the autumn season, as well as having long been the national color of the Netherlands.
Oh, the Netherlands.
If you ever watched the Olympics, you would know that because they always wear orange.
Who does?
The teams from the Netherlands.
Do they really? They always wear orange?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Asia, it is also an important symbolic color in Buddhism and Hinduism.
Oh, okay.
So since orange is popularly associated with good flavors, many companies add orange food coloring to improve the appearance of their packaged foods.
Oh.
Orange pigments and dyes, synthetic or natural, are added to many orange sodas and juices. You're telling me orange soda is not naturally colored orange?
Fanta. Come on, everybody.
Cheeses, particularly cheddar cheese, Gloucester cheese, and American cheese.
I love.
Snack foods like Doritos and Cheetos. Breakfast cereals, ice cream, yogurt, jam, and candy. And it's also often added to children's medicine.
You know, Cheetos are not the only thing that's orange when I'm done. My fingers.
Right.
And everything I touch
that's
also.
Right.
Orange.
Yes.
It's contagious.
Right. So orange is the color most easily seen in dim light or against the water, making it particularly the shade known as safety orange, the color of choice for life rafts, life jackets, and buoys.
Buoys.
Highway temporary signs about construction or detours are also usually orange because of its visibility and its association with danger.
Oh, yeah.
It is worn also by people wanting to be seen, including highway workers and lifeguards. And prisoners who maybe don't want to be seen, but they dress them in orange clothing to make them easier to see during an escape.
They don't want to be seen.
I mean,
yes, they don't.
No, but they're in,
Worst color outfit for your prison break, orange.
Yeah, you want
hands down.
Bad, yeah. Orange astronaut suits have the highest visibility in space or against the blue ocean.
Oh, good, yeah.
In an aircraft's two types of black box or flight data recorder, they're actually bright orange, which, why call them a black box at that point?
Sarah, but, I understand that orange is the new black.
It is.
So maybe that's why.
Why not? Why are they called a black box if they're actually orange? It's not call them an orange box?
I don't know. Well, I feel like there's a petition online we could sign for this, maybe.
Maybe. Now, have you ever noticed while you're at Wegmans?
No. Whatever you're saying,
that oranges are usually always sold in red bags, like the red mesh bags.
Oh, yeah. I have noticed.
Did you know there's a reason for that?
No.
Yeah, there is. It turns out it's actually a sneaky marketing tactic.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Used by grocery stores because red mesh bags actually make oranges look more orange.
They do not. Really?
Yes. The color orange pops when paired with the color red, more so than it does with other colors like yellow, green, or blue. Mm. So when you see a bunch of oranges in the lovely red net, your brain assumes they're more orange and therefore fresher and higher quality than it would if you saw them just on their own.
That is so super sneaky.
And that's the same reason why they choose the red bags for like grapefruits and tangerines and other orange fruits.
Wow. Wow. I could do just the excitement of this whole thing.
Well,
today.
I personally learned a lot.
The bag is interesting.
Right? Thank you.
Yes.
I'm glad you think so.
Will you tell the person in the produce section?
Oh, I should tell. Oh, you know what? If I ever see somebody stocking oranges.
Excuse me.
At Wegmans, I should say, did you know?
Garcon. One moment.
I think everybody should make that a point. If they see someone, they should share that information. Yeah. Because they probably don't realize.
There's no way they realize. Absolutely no way. You picked out a record to go along with Orange, did you?
Yeah, we're going to play a record about something that is orange. We're going to play a song called Tiger by Fabian.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The song's called Tiger. It's from Fabian, incidentally from the album Fabian's Greatest Hits, which makes you wonder
what have we missed all these years?
Stop. Will you stop? That's so rude. Maybe he might be listening.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Not sure. Right.
Why do we play the song, Sarah? Why?
Because tigers are orange.
That's right.
And we were talking about orange as part of our theme week on the word origins.
You can tell there are not many songs about orange when you're stretching like that.
It's not a stretch.
It's a bit.
Let's
recap three things you must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, the color orange was named after the fruit.
Black boxes on airplanes are actually orange.
And oranges are sold in red mesh bags because it makes them look more orange.
And you got to make sure you tell your, if you can find a Wegmans employee these days.
Yeah, if you can,
That hasn't been automated. Just ask them when you're in the produce section. Excuse me, young man, young lady, do you know why the mesh bag is red?
Oranges, yeah. And
they will not know.
And
you
can
tell them.
But you will share your wealth of information.
What color are the mesh bags that they keep the onions in? I can't remember.
Lemons are in green, though, aren't they? No, lemons are in...
Oh, they are in green.
Are they green?
I think they're in green.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, now I'm going to pay attention to all the mesh-colored bags.
Hey, see?
Yeah. Folks want to learn more about orange, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to
legends1027.com.
Yes. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Absolutely. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in and sharing this.
You're welcome.
You were so excited today, and I hope it was as good as you hoped it would be.
Thanks.
The whole thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. Word Origins shampoo on Monday. Today we talked about orange. What's it going to be tomorrow? 4:10, we'll find out.
We will.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Traffic and weather on the way, plus John Mellencamp and your request for the legendary drive at 5 on Legends.